The Mike Wagner Show is powered by Sonic Web Studios.
Hi, this is Mia Mohsen-Zia, also known as Mia No Time for Love. Check out my latest book, Missing, available in print and ebook formats on Amazon.
It's now time for The Mike Wagner Show, powered by Sonic Web Studios and sponsored by international award-winning author Mia Mohsen-Zia of Missing. The Mike Wagner Show can be heard on over 40 podcast platforms, as well as HamiltonRadio.net, Diamonds FM, and TheMikeWagnerShow.com. We can be heard in over 100 countries, featuring over 1,000 well-known and amazing guests throughout the globe, and named one of the top 100 global podcasts in the New York Weekly Times, Hollywood Entertainment News, Los Angeles Weekly Times, Apple, and Chartable. So sit back and relax and enjoy another great episode of the award-winning Mike Wagner Show.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike from the Mike Wagner Show, powered by Sonic Web Studios. Visit online at sonicwebstudios.com for all your needs. And brought to you by official sponsor, the Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Mohsen-Zia of Missing, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. We're here with an amazing gentleman who's a singer, songwriter, guitarist, and producer, born and raised in Buffalo, New York. He was born in Germantown, Maryland. He originally studied to be a physician at the University of Buffalo, and he's also worked as a personal trainer at the PGA National. He was raised by his father, Mark, a professional percussionist, and also has an older brother, Sonny, who's autistic. We'll talk about the story behind that, and began his career at 13 on guitar, several bands at 16, and he also opened up for Citizen Cope, Aaron Carter, Theory of a Dead Man. He also formed Rock Autism Music Fest, and he's also got the founder of Rock Autism, also has a special project, Autism Acceptance, and also he's also on tour with Night of Sunny Boy, soon to be a documentary. He's got a lot going on. Live, ladies and gentlemen, from the Plus Studios, from outside Buffalo, New York. He's somewhere on the road, and of course, he's not in Buffalo, I'll tell you that. And we have the amazing, multi-talented singer, songwriter, guitarist, and producer, the amazing Max Moscato. Max, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thanks for joining us today.
Wow, thank you, Mike. That was the greatest intro I've ever received. And I was just like halfway through, I'm like, I kind of want to meet this dude too, because I forgot you were talking about me.
Well, you can thank this new technology out there. It feels like we're just coming together in regards of what's been going on as well too. That's the thing. Of course, you're welcome to come out anytime as well too. And with social media, you can just track just about everybody anywhere and anywhere. You know, that's the nice part about it too. So
yeah, it's great. And so this is fantastic. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited.
Well, it's great to have you aboard, Max. Of course, you're an American singer, songwriter, guitarist, and producer. You were born in Germantown, Maryland, raised in Buffalo, New York. You originally studied to be a physician at University of Buffalo. However, you proceeded to go into music. We'll talk about that. You worked as a personal trainer at the PGA National. You were raised by your father, Mark, who's a percussionist. You have an older brother, Sonny, who's autistic, and you began a career at 13 on guitar. You also have a new project, which is Autism Acceptance, and a founder of Rock Autism. You also have a documentary, which is going to be soon, Night of Sunny Boy, also on tour as well. You have a lot going on, so let's get on nutshells. How's I first got started, Max?
Yeah, that's great. So as far as like the music career and everything, I've been a musician my entire life. I basically came out of the womb and my dad just gave me drumsticks, right? So I played.
here you go, son. Wow.
Exactly. So I've played drums my entire life. And then when I was 12, 13, I just liked the guitar. And my dad, he taught me one song. He taught me Smoke on the Water, because that's everyone's first guitar song. And after that, I just ran with it. And I remember the first couple songs I learned front to back, all the guitar parts. It was AC/DC, Back in Black, The Eagles, Hotel California, and obviously like Stairway to Heaven, right? I grew up on the classic rock scene, and then I discovered the 90s alternative. And, you know, artists like John Mayer, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Joe Bonamassa. So ever since 12, 13, I've been playing guitar, started a couple bands. And when I was 26 is when I really decided, like, I want to do this the rest of my life. And I've always known I wanted to do music my entire life. Even when I was pre-med in school, I would ditch class to go write music. And I wouldn't even go to class because I just wanted to play guitar and sit on my porch and listen to music. So that was a very easy decision for me. And my dad, He was super supportive. He's always been like the manipulator with music with me, where he's like, look, I'm happy you're doing becoming a doctor and everything, but like never put down the guitar, never put down the drums. And as a result, we have a family band now. He is my drummer, and so is my brother, Sonny. So we do everything together.
That is so nice. I mean, I love it when family comes together with music and everything like that. We encourage everybody to do that. And what was that one precise moment that simply influenced you into what you're doing for the rest of your career?
So I don't know if it was like a one precise moment. I think it was just a culmination of constantly doing it. And then it just felt natural. Everything that when it came to anything else except music, I never felt like home. And then anytime it involved music, I took with it and ran with it. And I always was more excited and eager to do something else within music. So I came to terms with it in my mid-20s, where I'm like, this is it. This is my calling.
That is indeed your calling. We'll talk more about that as well, too. And besides some of the artists you had mentioned, who are your other favorites, singers, songwriters, musicians growing up?
You know what? Honestly, I love everything. If it's a good song, it's a good song, and I'm going to listen to it. I don't care what the genre is. But, you know, some of my top favorites were like Pink Floyd, you know, obviously the Beatles, and like I'll get into the 90s, like Stone Temple Pilots, Pearl Jam. I'm a huge Red Hot Chili Pepper fan. But then I love like Yanni and Enya. I love film composers like James Horner, rest in peace, Hans Zimmer, Danny Elfman. Like I said, if it's good music, I'm going to listen to it.
Mm-hmm. And you're certainly living a dream as well, too. You open up for Citizen Cope, Aaron Carter, Theory of a Dead Man, and you know, a bit more about those. What was it like opening up for those guys?
It was great because you get a chance to see what it takes on a different level. And I've never really had a mentor in my life besides my father, but on the professional side of things, you got to see how the stages are run by their crew. And I learned at a very young age, be courteous, professional, but also respect the crew members that make a show run. So every single time I would get to a main stage, I'd be like, who's the stage manager? You know, introduce myself, anything you need. I was always like willing to go that next like mile to make sure I had a good show, but also make sure they knew I was going to bring it and be professional. And then the bands like Theory of Dead Man, they're awesome. Love all those guys. Citizen Cope was cool. Aaron Carter, when I went on tour with him, that was a really fun experience. And I'm glad I got to meet him and chat with him.
Mm-hmm. And certainly Dean as well, too. You also got your own too with Rock Autism Music Fest and Night of Sunny Boy Tour, Autism Acceptance and more. I mean, you got a big thing going on. We'll talk about those. But first, you listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by Sonic Web Studios. Visit online at sonicwebstudios.com for all your needs. Look at a professional website without breaking budget. Sonic Web Studios is the answer. Sonic Web Studios offers fast, affordable custom web designs that blow the competition away. Call today, 1-800-303-3960. That's 1-800-303-3960. Or email to support@sonicwebstudios.com. Mention Mike Wagner's show. Get 20% off your first project. Sonic Web Studios, take your image to the next level. Also, time to give official shout out to our official sponsor of the Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Molson Zia. If you love fast paced mysteries, you'll love Missing by Mia Molson Zia, available on Amazon in paperback and ebook. Missing is fast paced and intriguing with an unforgettable twist. Takes place in four countries, two strangers, one target, where truth is illusion and those you love meet or first go missing. It's available on Amazon in paperback and ebook. Missing by Mia Molson Zia has garnered great reviews, and Eve 11 enjoys by Howard celebrities, including right. Joanna Cassidy, Forbes, Riley, and Nails. So grab your copy today for Girls Missing by Mia Molson Zia, available on Amazon. Also, check out The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, over 40 podcast platforms, heard in 100 countries, including Facebook, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio, also Anchor FM, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, Audible, Apple Music, also in BitChute, Rumble as well, too. Take us with you on any mobile device. Subscribe to The Mike Wagner Show on the YouTube channel. Follow The Mike Wagner Show on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok today. And for great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com. Check out The Mike Wagner Show podcast. T-shirts, pop sockets, throw pillows, tote bags, hoodies. Makes great gifts 24/7. Go to Amazon.com. Check out The Mike Wagner Show podcast. And for more great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com/Mia Molson Zia for great books like Missing, Once, and Wrinkles. Also t-shirts, pop sockets, hoodies, phone cases, and more. Amazon.com/Mia Molson Zia. Check it out today. I'll support The Mike Wagner Show on Anchor FM, PayPal, and TheMikeWagnerShow.com. make sure you just do so today. We're here with the amazing, multi-talented singer, songwriter, guitarist, and producer, raised in Buffalo, New York, Max Moscato, here on the Mike Wagner Show. He's currently on tour right now. He's outside Buffalo, and he's also got some projects going on. He's formed Rock Autism Music Fest, also Autism Acceptance. And, of course, he's got a brand new venture, Night a Sunny Boy Tour, which is also a documentary. And first of all, let's get started with the Rock Autism Music Fest and tell us more about that, or just simply Rock Autism overall.
Real quick, I think we might be getting kicked out of this room because they have a conference. So can I talk to you and walk into the other room? Is that okay?
You sure can. You know what? Why don't you go ahead and walk and talk at the same time? So let's go and do that.
Sure.
It's just the whole magic of just being on social media and everything like that. So yeah, no worries. And of course, I had some cases before where it's cats jump in front of you, kids get your attention and everything else. And let's just walk on over and talk more about the tour, walk and talk and everything else. And tell us more about Rock Autism and how you first got started.
We were toying with. Can you hear me well?
Yes, yeah, so we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll actually just hang out over.
Okay. All right, we're having some technical difficulties here on the Mike Wagner Show with Max Mercado of Rock Autism and also Autism Acceptance as well. Okay, now it looks like we're back. Max, can you hear us here? Okay, Max, can you hear us? Okay. All right, Max, can you hear us?
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Darn it.
Okay, Max, can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. So so let's get back to, with your project of Autism Acceptance as well, too. And tell us more about the project.
Yeah, so absolutely. So Rock Autism was just an idea that we were flirting with. And it was really my dad that always wanted to do something like this. So basically, my brother, Sonny Moscato, he's autistic and he's 2 years older than me. So he's 34. And growing up, he had a really rough life. He was institutionalized in assisted living facilities because my dad was a single parent and he couldn't raise Sonny. Not much was known about autism at the time. So they put him in assisted living facilities. We found out that he was getting physically and mentally abused in these places. And then after 18, a lot of them drop off and they just wipe their hands clean. So he became friends with drug dealers, criminals, and then he ended up committing crimes with these people and he would take the fall for them. He was thrown in and out of jail. He became an addict. And then he was shot by a junk corrections officer trying to defend a drug dealer that he thought was his friend. And that was the wake-up call for us. We're like, okay, we really need to figure something out or he's going to die. And he tried committing suicide twice. And then 2017, July 1st, that was the day of my first, that was my album release party in Buffalo, New York. But my brother was in jail for that entire year, so he couldn't attend. So I turned to my dad and I said, hey, why don't we do a little fundraiser for autism? He's like, okay, let's do it. So we did. And after the event happened, we raised way more than we expected.
Wow.
And yeah, I didn't expect that we would raise that much. So the next day I'm chatting with my dad and I'm like, so what are we doing? And he's like, who are we giving this to? He's like, we're not giving it to anybody. And I'm just like, oh God, we're stealing. he's like, I have an idea. And he's like, he taught me a lot about the programs that Sonny was in and out of and that there was never a music program with film program. So he's like, maybe we can combine it. And I said, I have a better idea. Until we get to that point, let's do a music festival. Let's really raise awareness. So we did. And that entire year, we probably had 30 small little benefits ranging from little concerts, comedy clubs, meat raffles, whatever. And we ended up having our music festival, which was a massive success. We raised even more than we thought. And then we started our program, right? So 4 years later, 4 or 5 years later, here we are with our program. It's the multimedia vocational program for music production, film production, acting, screenplay writing, paid internships on film sets and musicals and benefit concerts, where we actually employ our students at all of this. And every concert, my brother and I and my father, we all share the stage and we tell our story about Sonny Boy, which is the feature film that I've been working on, and a musical that they're both the same story, but all the music that I've been writing, I realized that it actually is all about my brother and his experiences and how I relate to him and the world. It's all about addiction, mental health, autism, inclusivity, just being an outcast and being the black sheep of the world. And my big thing as a musician and an artist is I'm not here to talk about depression and mental health in the way that I'm messed up, look at me. I'm going the total opposite way about, no, accept your demons. Like, there's monsters in your head and embrace them, because we all have them. But the only way to get over that is to confront them and accept that we're all a little messed up and use it to your advantage. So that's our big move. And that's my big mission with everything that we're doing, is just own your own demons.
Mm-hmm. And I think you put it really succinctly as well, too, that, this also brings, closer to you guys and everything else, and perseverance and whatever else. And also, how can people learn about more about autism and everything else as well?
Yeah. So, we have our website, rockautism.org. All of our social media is at Rock Autism, Rock Autism Music Festival. And then for all of my stuff, maxmoscato.com. Everything is Max Moscato for all the social media. And it's typically just a streamlined brand that we have, where everything intertwines with each other. And everything is just like a beneficial relationship. So we bring everything on the road wherever we go.
Okay. And where you're currently out right now when it comes to the tour?
So right now we're in Vegas, having a nice day or two off. And if you've never been, you definitely got to get out here. It's great. We've never been here. And we head back out on the road tomorrow to Salt Lake City. And then we're going to Denver. And then we have a week of just downtime. But then we're hitting the East Coast again. Nashville, Memphis, Baltimore, New York City is our final show, April 22nd. In Times Square at the Hard Rock Cafe, we're so excited about. And that's going to be great. It's going to be me, my father, and my brother. We're all going to be on stage together with our full band.
Mm-hmm. And where can people purchase the tickets at? And, for each location, how they get a hold of tickets?
Sure. Yeah. You just go to my website, maxmoscato.com/tour, or rockautism.com, and click the tour link. So if anybody ever wants to get involved, you just send us a direct message on any of the social media. We're always looking for people just to help spread awareness and get some like boots on the ground,
Mm-hmm. We'll certainly do that as well, too. What's coming up for Max Moscato and more in 2023? We'll find out just 1 minute. You listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by Sonic Web Studios, and brought to you by official sponsor, The Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Molson-Zia Missing. We'll be back with the multi-talented singer, songwriter, guitarist, and producer, Max Moscato, after this timeout.
The Mike Wagner Show is powered by Sonic Web Studios. If you're looking to start or upgrade your online presence, visit www.sonicwebstudios.com for all of your online needs. Call 1-800-303-3960 or visit us online at www.sonicwebstudios.com to get started today. Mention The Mike Wagner Show and get 20% off your project. Sonic Web Studios. Take your image to the next level.
Hey, everybody. My name is Forbes Riley, and I'm an American actress and a TV host. And I was delighted when I got my copy of Missing, which is Extraordinary Relation of Ordinary People Based on a Real Life Relationship. It's well written. It's amazing. It talks about a man who has lost his wife and his daughter, and it's very well done. I'm going to highly recommend that you go get your copy of Missing. It is a powerful, exciting read. Mr. Mian Moshe Zia, he is the author of Missing. And I want to give a big shout out and a kiss all the way halfway around the world to my dear friend. Check him out at Mia's website. It's called www.miamoshenzea.com. Missing, available on Amazon. Again, I'm Forbes Riley, and I will see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Hey, this is Ray Powers, and boy, are you in luck. Right place, right time. Tuned in to the Mike Wagner Show. You heard me.
We're back with the amazing, multi-talented Max Moscato of Autism Acceptance, Rock Autism, Music Fest, the head of it, and also the part of the Night of the Sunny Boy Tour coming up, documentary here on the Mike Wagner Show. And Max, you've got a lot going on. You're also helping with your son, Sonny, as well. What else can we expect in 2023 and beyond?
So two big projects that we've been working on in the background are the feature film Sonny Boy and the musical Sonny Boy. And it's the true story of what happened to my brother in 2013 when he was mixed up with the big drug dealers and when he got shot by the cop. And at that same time, you know, I'm trying to make it in music. I'm trying to figure out the territory from where we're from in Buffalo. My father has his own demons that he's been living with. So that's what the story is about. And then the musical, it dives much deeper into it because it's all in the form of song. You can fit so much more information in a musical than you can in a film. And I realized that all the music that I write is about my brother. So one day my manager and I, we were just kind of talking and we watched Hamilton, and that kind of opened my eyes for like what a musical could be. So I started writing and I realized that the feature film could also be a musical. And that's what we're doing. So in the fall, we're actually going to start planning on workshopping the musical with our Rock Autism students and other individuals with any type of disability, where we're going to be performing 1-2 songs for the next year and having them all work together. So it's going to be great.
And we're certainly looking forward as well, too. You've got a lot of great things going on, Max. And who do you consider biggest influence in your career?
I can't say that it's one person, but, you know, from like a business perspective, I started to realize like most musicians don't understand that like it's the music business. So you have to run it like a business and you're a brand, that money ultimately is the thing that matters at the end of the day to be successful in this industry. So I started paying attention a lot to Joe Bonamassa and his platform and how they got their business running. But then on the music side of things, like I mentioned, the Chili Peppers, John Mayer, Stone Temple Pilots, Zeppelin, Pink Floyd. And as far as the message, it's got to be my brother and my father. You know, they've been really my anchors throughout this entire thing and all the adversity that we've all faced together. I wouldn't be here without them. And the whole mental health aspect, it taught me a lot about myself and a lot of things that I was burying. And the demons that I've been having to confront, it's teaching me a lot and it's made me a better person.
Mm-hmm. And certainly indeed as well too. And what's the best advice you can give to anybody at this point?
I think that the best advice I can give is confront your demons, own it, and never let anybody tell you you can't do something, because it's on you at the end of the day. And you really can achieve your goals if you're, it's not going to be easy. But nothing worth having ever is. So if you really want it bad enough, you just have to keep trying, depend on yourself and your team, the people that you love, and hopefully you can get there.
Mm-hmm. And certainly do as well. You guys are doing a great job at it too, by the way. We're here with the multi-talented Max Moscato of Night of Sunny Boy Tour and also Autism Acceptance and also Rock Autism Music Fest here on the Mike Wagner Show. Max, a very big thank you for your time. You've been absolutely fantastic. Learned a lot. Looking forward to having you again soon. Make sure you keep us up to date. Keep in touch. Love having you back and be safe out there in the tour. And once again, what's your website? How do people contact you? Where can people purchase or check out your works?
Absolutely. You can visit MaxMoscato.com. All my social media is at Max Moscato or RockAutism.org. And the social media is Rock Autism, Rock Autism Music Festival. Just type it into whatever platform you love. And hopefully we'll get some more people in on what we're doing.
We'll certainly do so as well. Once again, Max, a very big thank you for your time. You've been absolutely fantastic. Looking forward to having you again soon. Keep us up to date. Keep in touch. Love having you back. Wish you all the best. And Max, you definitely have a great future ahead of you.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me, bud. This was awesome.
The Mike Wagner Show is powered by Sonic Web Studios. If you're looking to start or upgrade your online presence, visit www.sonicwebstudios.com for all of your online needs. Call 1-800-303-3960 or visit us online at www.sonicwebstudios.com to get started today. Mention the Mike Wagner Show and get 20% off your project. Sonic Web Studios. Take your image to the next level.
Hey, everybody, my name is Forbes Riley, and I'm an American actress and a TV host. And I was delighted when I got my copy of Missing, which is Extraordinary Relation of Ordinary People Based on a Real Life Relationship. It's just, it's well written. It's amazing. You know, it talks about a man who has lost his wife and his daughter, and it's very well done. I'm going to highly recommend that you go get your copy of Missing. It is a powerful, exciting read. Mr. Mian Moshe Zia. He is the author of Missing. And I want to give a big shout out and a kiss all the way halfway around the world to my dear friend. Check him out at Mia's website. It's called www.miamoshenzea.com. Missing. Available on Amazon. Again, I'm Forbes Riley, and I will see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to The Mike Wagner Show. Brought to you by international award-winning author Mia Moshenzea of Missing and powered by Sonic Web Studios. Be sure to join us again on over 40 podcast platforms. And of course, on the MikeWagnerShow.com, HamiltonRadio.net, and Diamonds FM. Don't forget to support our program with a generous donation at the MikeWagnerShow.com. Thanks for listening.